Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic. It's simply heads or tails. Heads or tails. Think about when we were growing up as kids, the way we solved problems or made tough choices. Sometimes we would use the old rock, paper, scissors technique. For some of you, you may have used eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And then yet many of us use the heads or tails concept. We're all familiar with it. We take a coin and flip it in the air. And while it's in the air, then we would call heads or tails. It would determine who would be the first to bat at the baseball game or who be the first to go get the ice cream or who would do whatever we were trying to decide. We always made our choice based on heads or tails. Well, by the same token, we're still making tough choices as business leaders today. There are people who are deciding on whether to add a new person to their team or to venture out into a new territory. There are people who are making decisions that are as tough as the world could imagine, and we don't have always a system in place by which to make those choices. And other times, we don't know how many subliminal choices we're making every day. Heads or tails will simply tell us the four-step formula for making excellent decisions each and every time. The H in our HEADS acronym says that every day we're making the choice to heal or to hurt, to heal or to hurt. The coin's in the air at every moment of the day, and we get the opportunity to decide whether we're going to be that healing source for those around us or whether we're going to contribute to their pain. Think about it. There are many business leaders all over the country who are struggling in operating effective teams just because they haven't made the right choice to heal. I'm fascinated with the concept of hospitals. I didn't say I liked hospitals. I'm simply fascinated with the concept because it is the place that everyone knows they can go to receive some type of physical help. I mean, when you're in the worst pain of your life and you've dealt with it as long as you could, then you got up and drove yourself to the hospital and you felt like that when you got there, they were going to solve your problem. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we are hospitals to so many. There are people who come to us because they expect that we have the antidote. They expect that we have a prescription. They expect that we have something good within us that they can take for themselves. That's the reason why they connect with us. However, because we're regarded as a hospital, we have to remember that the hospital has responsibilities. Think about it. If a hospital does not treat a patient properly, that hospital can be sued for malpractice. The hospital cannot accept you into a room and agree to treat you and then not give you the type of treatment that you need. Otherwise, that hospital that has been this beacon of hope and help for so many ill of society would then be a source of villain, as it were, because people would say, hey man, I went to the hospital and it did not do its job. Think about it. People are expecting us to do a particular job every single day. Once that standard has been set, once your guidelines have been outlined, we no longer have the choice of turning our backs on those who are looking to us for guidance and leadership. If we accept them on our team, then we've said we are the hospital, and every time we must choose healing and not hurting. We cannot ignore them nor neglect them. On the contrary, we've got to give them undivided attention and make sure that they're well enough to go out of the hospital, as it were, a new person, a better individual, somebody that was better than they ever thought they could be. How do we help? We help in a few ways. We become that help by our encouragement. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about how much a kind word does to lighten the heart hearts of those around you. It might not be constant encouragement, but just saying a small word here or there, just sending a quick text message here or there can motivate and inspire a team. Sending them a podcast like the one you're listening to now can be a source of encouragement for them. Just to let them know, I believe in you. I trust in you. I know you can do it. You're going to get better. You're in the right place. You're on the right team. Everything's going to be okay. We can also help by empowerment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by empowerment. The other thing I like about the concept of the hospital is it's a place where you're not designed to stay for a very long time. In fact, as soon as one person is out of a hospital room, that bed is redone and maybe a new bed brought in and a new person is checking in. The hospital doesn't have an occupancy problem because the goal of a hospital is to get everyone that's in strong enough to get out. By the same token, my friends, we help those around us by empowering them, by not withholding information and training and techniques and systems and processes. On the contrary, we freely give those things. We tell them how things can be done and show them how they can work more effectively to grow their organizations. That's empowering. It's giving them the information to the books that you read. When was the last time you allowed someone to read the book that you read or to connect with the information that you've got access to? When was the last time that you introduced them to your mentor to allow them to get the same type of development that you received along the way? And then the other way that we can heal and not hurt is simply by walking and living a great business example. A great business example. That includes professionalism. It includes follow-up. It includes organization. It includes aggressiveness as it relates to sales and prospecting and appointment setting. Yes, my friends, we can be that example. When they call you, you should always be in the middle of accomplishing something. Just leaving a meeting and headed to another. Just completing one presentation and about to ramp up for another. They should always see you as the shining example because that's how they receive their healing or their help. My friends and neighbors, I wish I had time to complete this lesson. And if you want to hear the completion of it, as well as many others, I highly recommend that you connect with the person who sent you this podcast and discover how you can enroll in quality online soft skills training designed to grow you and your business. I encourage you to simplify your success by reaching out to them today. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.